Turning now to Egypt, the death toll from 3 days of angry protests now stands at over 50 people. In fact, some agencies are reporting as many as 100 dead. The government has resigned, as announced by President Hosni Mubarak in his address to the nation yesterday evening. However, it has failed to quell dissent, and protesters are demanding Mubarak bring an end to his 30-year hold on power. As we speak in Egypt, massive anti-government demonstrations are sweeping through downtown Cairo, defying a government curfew. Thousands of protesters are trying to storm the Interior Ministry, located in the heart of the city. Police have opened fire on the crowd, and so far, at least one demonstrator has been killed. Internet access is down. However, people have been able to communicate through partially restored phone lines. Earlier, I spoke to one of the protesters marching through Cairo, a young man named Hadi Yohar, who says Egyptians are united across religious, social and ethnic divides and determined to bring about democratic change through peaceful protest.
Okay, just to be specific, I was there last night. I saw everything. We were like more than 2 million people. I mean, just I would like to announce that we were all like brothers and sisters and girls and from different society, different levels. There were celebrities and there were everyone. It's the whole Egypt. It's not just the poor people or thieves or something. We're not destroying things. We're going to build. We're going all together to against. We have our demands, our requests that we need to achieve them. We're not happy with that. What Mubarak said in his speech is really poor. We're all going through to. We are all asking one thing is that Mubarak goes down. We don't want him anymore.
What are your demands? You're demanding greater democratization in Egypt.
We have several demands. We don't want Mubarak anymore. We need the election to be two times instead of forever. We want some democracy. We want to reveal, to take out the emergency role for arresting people, randomly people. We need a lot of things. We need respect to the people. We need people to have enough food and enough everything. By the way, I'm working in the best company in Egypt. I have the best salary ever. I have the best family ever. I don't suffer from anything, but indeed, still, I'm going with those people because they're my people, my colleagues, my nation. It's everything. It's about having the respect in this country.
What does this mean to have people from the different parts of Egyptian society, Muslim, Christian, rich, poor, coming together?
Okay, I tell you something that this is I have seen by my own eyes. With the demonstration started yesterday from all my family, my parents went to different, went to downtown, my brother went to Azhar. The whole thing was starting after the Friday pray, which is something religious to Muslims. So I was praying and another Egyptian was saving, holding my shoes. You know, he was protecting my shoes. We were all together. And after we started to walk all together in organized way and everything, and all the food, all the shops were open to give us food and beverage and water and everything. And there was no kind of destroying or anything. We're going in peace and everything. But you definitely should have some tolerance of for like 2 million people, at least less than 1% of people can be involved, like thieves and people like that. This is how, for me, is acceptable. Me and my friends were just standing here like 200 people protecting it against anybody who wants to get in. We're just here sitting and protecting from this shopping mall from people to not to come and steal it.
Hadi, you say that Mubarak's discourse to the nation on Friday night was very poor. What has the reaction been to his speech?
We have demands. He didn't respond to the demands. We want him to go away. We don't want him. He's going to resign the government. We want him himself to resign. This is not actually what we asked for. He didn't answer anything of our requests. I mean, if you go in the street, we're just shouting that we want Mubarak to go down because he had. I think the guy is stupid because he had the chance. He had the chance to do it several times when the election for the parliament. He didn't allow any. Everybody I know in the election in my area were going to somebody else, is going to vote for someone, and the winner is somebody nobody voted for. I don't know anyone voted for this person, and he won. It's all corruption, and it's all against our wealth. There's no democracy in the parliament, and he had several chances to solve this, but he didn't make it. It's because I hear a lot of rumors about, oh, it's only hungry, it's a revolution of hungers, and it's a revolution of poor people. Actually, no. It's a revolution of Egypt. It's not about hunger, and we are going in peace, even if those kind of thieves just did some destroy and things like that. Actually, I would say no, because I was there. You know, we were all like people, and we're all like good people with good intention to and having. You know, it's for me, it was a huge experience to see how the amount of number of people getting united and wants to and they're getting from different societies, different levels, and different areas, coming to unite towards our targets and to trying to achieve them. And we're feeling proud because we achieved something. I mean, the government, I mean, finally the president here, and he made an action. Apart from this action, either it's strong or weak, but he made something. He made the government to resign, which is, I feel somehow I'm part of it. But I don't want this on you, and we want to raise our voices more and more, asking towards our demands. And I need, I like to, because there is no net, there is no internet here, there is no SMSs, the mobile's network was down yesterday all day long. So I need your support. If you can pass by my numbers to any journalism and any news agency. I would like the whole world to see us and the whole world to support us. We need people support. I've seen people dying yesterday. I've seen people and children getting the tear gases and couldn't breathe. And it was really tragedy yesterday how the police is dealing with citizens and civil people going in peace, asking for their demands. I mean, it was really tragedy yesterday. And it's going to continue. I don't think it's going to stop. It's going to continue again and again and again. And to reveal, to take out the police from the streets is not a good decision, because the police should be there to help the people, not to be against them and shoot them with bullets and tear gases. This is completely against any human rights.
In fact, the police said that they weren't using their the plastic bullets, but you protesters say this is not the case. There were plastic bullets fired against the protesters.
They were using this one, and I've seen people like losing eyes, and people have holes in their mouths, and blooding and bleeding everywhere. And at the same time, I'd like to say that I've seen some policemen, they were also bleeding, but we also helped them, we take them, we delivered them to the embassies and ambulance, I mean, sorry. And I mean, but you see the amount of people, of 2 million people, collaboration with each other and helping each other. We don't care if either you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish. You see people from their look that they're Christian, and you see other helping the Muslims. We're not about Muslims and Christians. We're all about getting unite all together to ask for our rights.
Hadi, I have one last question. Egypt is often seen as one of the leading nations in the Middle East. It's one of them, often been seen as one at the forefront, particularly regarding, you know, development, etc. Although these wave of protests that are now starting to sweep across other countries, it all began in Tunisia. Did you feel, among the Egyptian young people, did they feel inspired by what they saw happening in Tunisia?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we saw like, come on, guys, look what happened in Tunis. I mean, this is actually what inspired us. I mean, for me, myself, I wouldn't even get involved in something like that. And the less I see, no, there is a tangible results happen. I mean, the people demonstrated, and they fight, and they got what they want, and the president left the country. So why not? I mean, the Tunis is not less than us. This is the thoughts of everybody here in Egypt. The Tunis is not less than us, and they definitely we have more corruption. And but on the other way, we know who's corrupted, and we know, but we sit. We like definitely like those three monkeys. No talk. No hear. No nothing. No action. So when we saw about Tunis and what's happening, no, we said definitely we can do different. We can make a difference, and actually we are trying to make a difference.